Senator from Platt. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of first reading of pre-filed bills.
Hearing no objection, the order of business is first reading of pre-filed bills. Madam Secretary, please read the bills.
All right. Senate Bill 1, an act relating to county officials. Senate Bill 2, an act relating to financial statements of certain local governments. Senate Bill 3, an act relating to Department of Revenue fee offices. Senate Bill 4, relating an act relating to utilities. Senate Bill 5, an act relating to utilities. Senate Bill 6, an act relating to deferrals by electrical corporations. Senate Bill 7, an act relating to emergency medical services. Senate Bill 8, an act relating to the duration of unemployment benefits. Senate Bill 9, an act relating to the commissioners of the Public Service Commission. Senate Bill 10, an act relating to construction regulation. Senate Bill 11, an act relating to the authority to confer degrees at public institutions of higher education. Senate Bill 12, an act relating to income tax deductions. Senate Bill 13, an act relating to insurance coverage of pharmacy services. Senate Bill 14, an act relating to pesticides. Senate Bill 15, an act relating to jail reimbursements. Senate Bill 16, an act relating to video lottery. Senate Bill 17, an act relating to opioid prescriptions. Senate Bill 18, an act relating to court filing surcharges. Senate Bill 19, an act relating to expungement. Senate Bill 20, an act relating to a sales tax for early childhood educational services. Senate Bill 21, an act relating to instruction on the dehumanization of marginalized groups in Missouri. Senate Bill 22, an act relating to ballot summaries prepared by the General Assembly. Senate Bill 23, an act relating to additional protections to bear arms. Senate Bill 24, an act relating to education funding. Senate Bill 25, an act relating to the sole purpose of regulating the treatment and use of gold and silver. Senate Bill 26, an act relating to gender transition. Senate Bill 27, an act relating to taxation. Senate Bill 28, an act relating to agriculture, transportation. Senate Bill 29, an act relating to natural resources. Senate Bill 30, an act relating to tax credits. Senate Bill 31, an act relating to statewide mechanical contractor licenses. Senate Bill 32, an act relating to financial incentives for business development. Senate Bill 33, an act relating to taxes for emergency services. Senate Bill 34, an act relating to unlawful possession of a firearm by a minor. Senate Bill 35, an act relating to tax credits for downtown revitalization. Senate Bill 36, an act relating to compensation for wrongful convictions. Senate Bill 37, an act relating to a sales tax exemption for feminine hygiene products. Senate Bill 38, an act relating to discriminatory practices. Senate Bill 39, an act relating to maternal mortality. Senate Bill 40, an act relating to a missing and murdered African American women and girls task force. Senate Bill 41, an act relating to the CTF medical alert system. Senate Bill 42, an act relating to public school safety assessments. Senate Bill 43, an act relating to child protection. Senate Bill 44, an act relating to public safety. Senate Bill 45, an act relating to payments for prescription drugs. Senate Bill 46, an act relating to an income tax deduction for capital gains. Senate Bill 47, an act relating to class actions. Senate Bill 48, an act relating to electrical corporations regulated by the Missouri Public Service Commission. Senate Bill 49, an act relating to allowing public schools to employ or accept chaplains as volunteers. Senate Bill 50, an act relating to jails. Senate Bill 51, an act relating to deferrals by electrical corporations. Senate Bill 52, an act relating to the operation of certain law enforcement agencies. Senate Bill 53, an act relating to a tax credit for certain educational expenses. Senate Bill 54, an act relating to cannabis. Senate Bill 55, an act relating to performance-enhancing drugs in student athletics. Senate Bill 56, an act relating to diversity, equity, inclusion requirements in elementary and secondary education institutions. Senate Bill 57, an act relating to sales tax exemptions. Senate Bill 58, an act relating to illegal immigrants. Senate Bill 59, an act relating to an income tax deduction for certain survivor benefits. Senate Bill 60, an act relating to the offense of endangering the welfare of a child in the first degree. Senate Bill 61, an act relating to professional licensing. Senate Bill 62, an act relating to elections. Senate Bill 63, an act relating to participation of certain students in non-traditional educational settings. Senate Bill 64, an act relating to a tax credit for the property tax liabilities of certain vulnerable persons. Senate Bill 65, an act relating to reporting of abuse and neglect. Senate Bill 66, an act relating to the age of marriage. Senate Bill 67, an act relating to tax credits. Senate Bill 68, an act relating to school safety. Senate Bill 69, an act relating to higher education core curricula. Senate Bill 70, an act relating to admission of non-resident pupils. Senate Bill 71, an act relating to college tuition for first responders. Senate Bill 72, an act relating to illegal aliens. Senate Bill 73, an act relating to gaming. Senate Bill 74, an act relating to firearms. Senate Bill 75, an act relating to gender transition procedures. Senate Bill 76, an act relating to prohibited discriminatory practices. Senate Bill 77, an act relating to firearms on public transportation. Senate Bill 78, an act relating to professional licensing. Senate Bill 79, an act relating to healthcare benefits provided by certain organizations. Senate Bill 80, an act relating to compensation of student athletes. Senate Bill 81, an act relating to firework protections. Senate Bill 82, an act relating to water preservation in the state of Missouri. Senate Bill 83, an act relating to child protection. Senate Bill 84, an act relating to the offense of tampering with an election official. Senate Bill 85, an act relating to the assessment of property. Senate Bill 86, an act relating to municipal elections. Senate Bill 87, an act relating to property assessments. Senate Bill 88, an act relating to charter schools. Senate Bill 89, an act relating to employees of the state university. Senate Bill 90, an act relating to alternative therapies. Senate Bill 91, an act relating to unlawful possession of firearms. Senate Bill 92, an act relating to law enforcement assistance from other jurisdictions. Senate Bill 93, an act relating to a judgment of dissolution of marriage or legal separation. Senate Bill 94, an act relating to telehealth services. Senate Bill 95, an act relating to tax incentives for certain hygiene products. Senate Bill 96, an act relating to firearms. Senate Bill 97, an act relating to financial institutions. Senate Bill 98, an act relating to the fraudulent use of accounts with a financial institution. Senate Bill 99, an act relating to the prevention of fraudulent activity with a financial account. Senate Bill 100, an act relating to amending birth certificates. Senate Bill 101, an act relating to a tax credit for the property tax liabilities of certain vulnerable persons. Senate Bill 102, an act relating to a tax deduction for savings accounts for long-term care. Senate Bill 103, an act relating to financial incentives for business development. Senate Bill 104, an act relating to a public safety sales tax. Senate Bill 105, an act relating to non-native invasive plants. Senate Bill 106, an act relating to tax reform. Senate Bill 107, an act relating to peer review committees. Senate Bill 108, an act relating to telemedicine. Senate Bill 109, an act relating to licensure of dentists and dental hygienists. Senate Bill 110, an act relating to Kappa Alpha Psi Week in Missouri. Senate Bill 111, an act relating to the designation of September as Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month. Senate Bill 112, an act relating to video lottery. Senate Bill 113, an act relating to grants to employers for the purpose of enhancing cybersecurity. Senate Bill 114, an act relating to illegal aliens. Senate Bill 115, an act relating to elementary and secondary education. Senate Bill 116, an act relating to elections. Senate Bill 117, an act relating to the sole purpose of discussion of certain topics by school personnel. Senate Bill 118, an act relating to allowing public schools to employ or accept chaplains as volunteers. Senate Bill 119, an act relating to abortifacient drugs. Senate Bill 120, an act relating to the expenditure of monies in certain funds by the Department of Natural Resources. Senate Bill 121, an act relating to labor organizations. Senate Bill 122, an act relating to self-defense. Senate Bill 123, an act relating to foreign ownership of agricultural land. Senate Bill 124, an act relating to library facilities within the Division of Youth Services. Senate Bill 125, an act relating to port authorities. Senate Bill 126, an act relating to benevolent tax credits. Senate Bill 127, an act relating to the offense of unlawful possession of a handgun. Senate Bill 128, an act relating to the Department of Higher Education and Workforce Development. Senate Bill 129, an act relating to a tax credit for providing services to homeless persons. Senate Bill 130, an act relating to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Senate Bill 131, an act relating to school meals. Senate Bill 132, an act relating to Black history education in public schools. Senate Bill 133, an act relating to underground facilities. Senate Bill 134, an act relating to public safety. Senate Bill 135, an act relating to additional protections to the right to bear arms. Senate Bill 136, an act relating to the test year for certain utilities. Senate Bill 137, an act relating to illegal immigrants. Senate Bill 138, an act relating to income taxes. Senate Bill 139, an act relating to electric utilities. Senate Bill 140, an act relating to electric reliability. Senate Bill 141, an act relating to the sheriff's retirement system. Senate Bill 142, an act relating to the anti-red flag gun seizure act. Senate Bill 143, an act relating to public safety. Senate Bill 144, an act relating to advanced practice registered nurses. Senate Bill 145, an act relating to the taxation of certain businesses. Senate Bill 146, an act relating to income taxes. Senate Bill 147, an act relating to public safety. Senate Bill 148, an act relating to the protection of vulnerable persons. Senate Bill 149, an act relating to food labeling. Senate Bill 150, an act relating to the Career Tech Certificate Program. Senate Bill 151, an act relating to income taxes. Senate Bill 152, an act relating to campaign finance. Senate Bill 153, an act relating to the rulemaking authority of the Department of Health and Senior Services. Senate Bill 154, an act relating to forensic examinations of victims of sexual offenses. Senate Bill 155, an act relating to cardiac emergency response plans. Senate Bill 156, an act relating to Chris Sifford Day in Missouri. Senate Bill 157, an act relating to the release of certain confidential information by the Missouri Geological Survey. Senate Bill 158, an act relating to insurance coverage of alternatives to opioid drugs. Senate Bill 159, an act relating to reconsideration of library materials. Senate Bill 160, an act relating to student associations at public institutions of higher learning. Senate Bill 161, an act relating to income taxes. Senate Bill 162, an act relating to the use of passing lanes. Senate Bill 163, an act relating to an income tax deduction for certain National Guard duties. Senate Bill 164, an act relating to the abuse or neglect of certain persons. Senate Bill 165, an act relating to vehicle dealers. Senate Bill 166, an act relating to cardiac emergency response plans. Senate Bill 167, an act relating to the offense of hazing. Senate Bill 168, an act relating to the unlawful occupancy of property. Senate Bill 169, an act relating to transient guest taxes for tourism purposes. Senate Bill 170, an act relating to money held by the Children's Division for the benefit of a child. Senate Bill 171, an act relating to personal property assessments. Senate Bill 172, an act relating to school meals. Senate Bill 173, an act relating to grants for nonprofit organizations at risk for terrorist attacks. Senate Bill 174, an act relating to fireworks protections. Senate Bill 175, an act relating to insurance coverage for prescription insulin drugs. Senate Bill 176, an act relating to personal flotation devices. Senate Bill 177, an act relating to charter schools. Senate Bill 178, an act relating to health care. Senate Bill 179, an act relating to advanced practice registered nurses. Senate Bill 180, an act relating to medical malpractice insurance. Senate Bill 181, an act relating to insurance for certain uses of motor vehicles. Senate Bill 182, an act relating to elections. Senate Bill 183, an act relating to the assessment of motor vehicles. Senate Bill 184, an act relating to tax credits for certain sporting events. Senate Bill 185, an act relating to a sales and use tax exemption for certain broadband equipment. Senate Bill 186, an act related to integrated resource planning for electrical corporations. Senate Bill 187, an act relating to cost sharing under health benefit plans. Senate Bill 188, an act relating to the sheriff's retirement system. Senate Bill 189, an act relating to emergency vehicles. Senate Bill 190, an act relating to tax credits for certain engineering degrees. Senate Bill 191, an act relating to extreme risk orders of protection. Senate Bill 192, an act relating to the sheriff of the city of St. Louis. Senate Bill 193, an act relating to term limits for local government officers. Senate Bill 194, an act relating to legal tender. Senate Bill 195, an act relating to a tax credit for certain educational expenses. Senate Bill 196, an act relating to sexual offenses. Senate Bill 197, an act relating to the sole purpose of protective orders. Senate Bill 198, an act relating to nullification of federal actions. Senate Bill 199, an act relating to condemnation of land by certain utilities. Senate Bill 200, an act relating to farm vehicles. Senate Bill 201, an act relating to appeals of decisions made by statewide activities associations. Senate Bill 202, an act relating to a sales tax for special education educational services. Senate Bill 203, an act relating to a property tax for special educational services. Senate Bill 204, an act relating to the Missouri Geospatial Advisory Council. Senate Bill 205, an act relating to a tax credit for providing housing for victims of domestic violence. Senate Bill 206, an act relating to emergency medical services. Senate Bill 207, an act relating to the offense of community endangerment due to unsafe storage of a firearm. Senate Bill 208, an act relating to the election of board members from four streetlight maintenance districts. Senate Bill 209, an act relating to the history curriculum in public schools. Senate Bill 210, an act relating to Missouri veterans' homes. Senate Bill 211, an act relating to foreign ownership of real estate. Senate Bill 212, an act relating to the physical privacy of students. Senate Bill 213, an act relating to electric utilities. Senate Bill 214, an act relating to utilities. Senate Bill 215, an act relating to admission of non-resident students. Senate Bill 216, an act relating to financial information pertaining to the purchase of firearms and firearm materials. Senate Bill 217, an act relating to foreign ownership of agricultural land. Senate Bill 218, an act relating to mental health treatment courts. Senate Bill 219, an act relating to the practice of optometry. Senate Bill 220, an act relating to income taxes. Senate Bill 221, an act relating to judicial review of agency determinations. Senate Bill 222, an act relating to medical mandates in educational institutions. Senate Bill 223, an act relating to student surveys. Senate Bill 224, an act relating to rights of utility customers. Senate Bill 225, an act relating to jury instructions for the offense of murder in the first degree. Senate Bill 226, an act relating to income taxes. Senate Bill 227, an act relating to prohibiting public entities from entering into contracts with companies engaged in economic boycotts. Senate Bill 228, an act relating to income taxes. Senate Bill 229, an act relating to permits for development of real property from political subdivisions. Senate Bill 230, an act relating to prior authorization of healthcare services. Senate Bill 231, an act relating to tobacco products. Senate Bill 232, an act relating to mammograms. Senate Bill 233, an act relating to early childhood education. Senate Bill 234, an act relating to parole eligibility. Senate Bill 235, an act relating to child maintenance orders for certain persons convicted of driving while intoxicated. Senate Bill 236, an act relating to income taxes. Senate Bill 237, an act relating to sales tax exemptions. Senate Bill 238, an act relating to expert witnesses. Senate Bill 239, an act relating to paint recycling. Senate Bill 240, an act relating to state funds for regional planning commissions. Senate Bill 241, an act relating to abortion. Senate Bill 242, an act relating to permissible uses for campaign funds. Senate Bill 243, an act relating to international baccalaureate examinations. Senate Bill 244, an act relating to hospitals. Senate Bill 245, an act relating to sales tax exemptions. Senate Bill 246, an act relating to trust and estate administration. Senate Bill 247, an act relating to the conveyance of certain state property. Senate Bill 248, an act relating to elections. Senate Bill 249, an act relating to gender transition. Senate Bill 250, an act relating to foreign ownership of property. Senate Bill 251, an act relating to minimum prison terms. Senate Bill 252, an act relating to required disclosures for certain products. Senate Bill 253, an act relating to tax credits. Senate Bill 254, an act relating to railroad crossings. Senate Bill 255, an act relating to the Firemen's Retirement System of St. Louis. Senate Bill 256, an act relating to alternative dispute resolution. Senate Bill 257, an act relating to the Board of Trustees of the Public School Retirement System of the City of St. Louis. Senate Bill 258, an act relating to student journalists. Senate Bill 259, an act relating to offenses against employees of election authorities. Senate Bill 260, an act relating to health insurance coverage of maternity services. Senate Bill Child Custody. Senate Bill 263, an act relating to the Cancer Patients Bill of Rights. Senate Bill 264, an act relating to personal property assessments. Senate Bill 265, an act relating to technological education in public schools. Senate Bill 266, an act relating to assessment of virtual school students. Senate Bill 267, an act relating to foreign funding of legal actions. Senate Bill 268, an act relating to civil procedure. Senate Bill 269, an act relating to duties of the Department of Natural Resources. Senate Bill 270, an act relating to emergency services. Senate Bill 271, an act relating to powers of fire protection district boards. Senate Bill 272, an act related or relating to prohibited businesses, an act relating to prohibited business practices of entities doing business in this state. Senate Bill 273, an act relating to firearm suppressors. Senate Bill 274, an act relating to property taxes. Senate Bill 275, an act relating to a tax credit for certain nuclear remediation activities. Senate Bill 276, an act relating to access to pornographic materials. Senate Bill 277, an act relating to protection of vulnerable persons. Senate Bill 278, an act relating to maintenance of voter registration lists. Senate Bill 279, an act relating to missions of institutions of higher education. Senate Bill 280, an act relating to voter registration. Senate Bill 281, an act relating to minimum prison terms. Senate Bill 282, an act relating to illegal immigrants. Senate Bill 283, an act relating to licensure reciprocity for spouses of law enforcement officers. Senate Bill 284, an act relating to the protection of vulnerable persons. Senate Bill 285, an act relating to conversion therapy for minors. Senate Bill 286, an act relating to electric service interruption. Senate Bill 287, an act relating to interior designers. Senate Bill 288, an act relating to associate circuit judges in the 24th Judicial Circuit. Senate Bill 289, an act relating to estate planning. Senate Bill 290, an act relating to awards of attorney's fees for certain proceedings. Senate Bill 291, an act relating to outdoor advertising. Senate Bill 292, an act relating to healthcare providers. Senate Bill 293, an act relating to earned wage access services. Senate Bill 294, an act relating to property taxes. Senate Bill 295, an act relating to the offense of engaging in an adult cabaret performance. Senate Bill 296, an act relating to unmanned aerial vehicles. Senate Bill 297, an act relating to agriculture. Senate Bill 298, an act relating to gender designations on state-issued identity documents. Senate Bill 299, an act relating to cost-sharing for prescription drugs. Senate Bill 300, an act relating to compensation for advising or assisting in veterans' benefits matters. Senate Bill 301, an act relating to inmate domestic phone call fees. Senate Bill 302, an act relating to persons convicted of a crime. Senate Bill 303, an act relating to John Donaldson Day. Senate Bill 304, an act relating to Amyloidosis Awareness Day. Senate Bill 305, an act relating to the offense of filing false documents. Senate Bill 306, an act relating to special administrative boards. Senate Bill 307, an act relating to the Department of Transportation's fiber network. Senate Bill 308, an act relating to insurance coverage for cancer treatments. Senate Bill 309, an act relating to digital assets. Senate Bill 310, an act relating to ensuring cloud computing capabilities of state on state information technology. Senate Bill 311, an act relating to the provision of services to youth in the custody of the Department of Social Services. Senate Bill 312, an act relating to settlement demands. Senate Bill 313, an act relating to court procedures. Senate Bill 314, an act relating to civil procedure. Senate Bill 315, an act relating to the State Fair Commission. Senate Bill 316, an act relating to compensation for services rendered in veterans' benefits matters. Senate Bill 317, an act relating to MoHealthNet coverage of hearing-related devices. Senate Bill 318, an act relating to offenses involving retail establishments. Senate Bill 319, an act relating to food labeling. Senate Bill 320, an act relating to the employer-employee relationship. Senate Bill 321, an act relating to designation of infrastructure. Senate Bill 322, an act relating to failure to appear in court for certain violations. Senate Bill 323, an act relating to grants for certain educational programs offered by public school districts. Senate Bill 324, an act relating to agreements with the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. Senate Bill 325, an act relating to the preemption of local ordinances involving employment law. Senate Bill 326, an act relating to prohibiting ideological discrimination in post-secondary education. Senate Bill 327, an act relating to licensure of dentists and dental hygienists. Senate Bill 328, an act relating to unlawful possession of firearms. Senate Bill 329, an act relating to a sales tax exemption for certain vitamins. Senate Bill 330, an act relating to a tax credit for contributions to certain child advocacy organizations. Senate Bill 331, an act relating to qualifications of candidates for public office. Senate Bill 332, an act relating to bonds. Senate Bill 333, an act relating to permanent vehicle registration. Senate Bill 334, an act relating to employment benefits provided to employees. Senate Bill 335, an act relating to special elections for vacancies in certain statewide offices. Senate Bill 336, an act relating to hospital price transparency laws. Senate Bill 337, an act relating to certificates of need. Senate Bill 338, an act relating to public contracts. Senate Bill 339, an act relating to the offense of unlawful use of weapons. Senate Bill 340, an act relating to the caseload of public defenders. Senate Bill 341, an act relating to parole eligibility. Senate Bill 342, an act relating to feminine hygiene products in schools. Senate Bill 343, an act relating to lactating students. Senate Bill 344, an act relating to student attendance at scheduled elections. Senate Bill 345, an act relating to insurance coverage of prostheses. Senate Bill 346, an act relating to firearms. Senate Bill 347, an act relating to extreme risk orders of protection. Senate Bill 348, an act relating to state designations. Senate Bill 349, an act relating to an income tax deduction for certain research expenses. Senate Bill 350, an act relating to administrative rules. Senate Bill 351, an act relating to the licensure of persons performing funeral-related services. Senate Bill 352, an act relating to judicial proceedings. Senate Bill 353, an act relating to a driving while intoxicated diversion program. Senate Bill 354, an act relating to the inhalation of substances. Senate Bill 355, an act relating to the expiration date of funding of basic civil legal services for certain persons. Senate Bill 356, an act relating to the appointment of a designated healthcare decision maker. Senate Bill 357, an act relating to the police retirement system of St. Louis. Senate Bill 358, an act relating to special license plates. Senate Bill 359, an act relating to personal property valuations. Senate Bill 360, an act relating to assessment of public elementary and secondary schools. Senate Bill 361, an act relating to fire protection services to annexed areas in certain counties. Senate Bill 362, an act relating to procedures applicable to election administration. Senate Bill 363, an act relating to the use of self-defense. Senate Bill 364, an act relating to state aid for schools. Senate Bill 365, an act relating to public water supply districts. Senate Bill 366, an act relating to public utilities employees whistleblower protections. Senate Bill 367, an act relating to acquisition of small water utilities. Senate Bill 368, an act relating to small loans. Senate Bill 369, an act relating to solar energy systems. Senate Bill 370, an act relating to corporate income taxes. Senate Bill 371, an act relating to an income tax exemption for certain dependents. Senate Bill 372, an act relating to payments for prescription drugs. Senate Bill 373, an act relating to inquiries of wage ranges. Senate Bill 374, an act relating to vaccine administration by dentists. Senate Bill 375, an act relating to registration of student voters. Senate Bill 376, an act relating to health advocates. Senate Bill 377, an act relating to restitution for individuals who are actually innocent. Senate Bill 378, an act relating to the oversight of Department of Corrections facilities. Senate Bill 379, an act relating to police protection districts. Senate Bill 380, an act relating to automatic stays of proceedings for members of the General Assembly. Senate Bill 381, an act relating to earnings tax. Senate Bill 382, an act relating to local use taxes. Senate Bill 383, an act relating to covenants not to compete for physicians. Senate Bill 384, an act relating to the offense of hazing. Senate Bill 385, an act relating to insurance companies' data security. Senate Bill 386, an act relating to a community solar pilot program. Senate Bill 387, an act relating to state funds for regional planning commissions. Senate Bill 388, an act relating to the collection of delinquent property taxes. Senate Bill 389, an act relating to public employee retirement systems. Senate Bill 390, an act relating to reproductive health care. Senate Bill 391, an act relating to the expiration date of funding of basic civil legal services for certain persons. Senate Bill 392, an act relating to statewide mechanical contractor licenses. Senate Bill 393, an act relating to vehicle sales tax. Senate Bill 394, an act relating to abolishing civil actions when self-defense is justified. Senate Bill 395, an act relating to the sale of raw milk or cream. Senate Bill 396, an act relating to consolidated public library districts. Senate Bill 397, an act relating to judicial proceedings. Senate Bill 398, an act relating to charter schools. Senate Bill 399, an act relating to a tax credit for neighborhood assistance programs. Senate Bill 400, an act relating to county health ordinances. Senate Bill 401, an act relating to certain customer classes approved by the Public Service Commission. Senate Bill 402, an act relating to animals. Senate Bill 403, an act relating to use of marijuana by family court participants. Senate Bill 404, an act relating to a tax credit for the purchase of blighted property. Senate Bill 405, an act relating to firearms. Senate Bill 406, an act relating to insurance coverage of genetic screenings for cancer risk. Senate Bill 407, an act relating to fire protection districts. Senate Bill 408, an act relating to rejected absentee ballots. Senate Bill 409, an act relating to the reduction of carbon emissions. Senate Bill 410, an act relating to a dementia services coordinator. Senate Bill 411, an act relating to the disclosure of intimate digital depictions. Senate Bill 412, an act relating to dietitians. Senate Bill 413, an act relating to court reporters. Senate Bill 414, an act relating to the assessment of solar property. Senate Bill 415, an act relating to a tax credit for contributions to certain benevolent organizations. Senate Bill 416, an act relating to grants for post-secondary education. Senate Bill 417, an act relating to reinstating the presidential preference primary election. Senate Bill 418, an act relating to closures of places of worship. Senate Bill 419, an act relating to Mo Health Net coverage of hearing related Senate Bill 419, an act relating to Mo Health Net coverage of hearing related devices. Senate Bill 420, an act relating to product repair requirements. Senate Bill 421, an act relating to firearm accessories. Senate Bill 422, an act relating to the designation of infrastructure. Senate Bill 423, an act relating to criminal records. Senate Bill 424, an act relating to expungement. Senate Bill 425, an act relating to ethics. Senate Bill 426, an act relating to adult high schools. Senate Bill 427, an act relating to the assessment of certain stationary property. Senate Bill 428, an act relating to estate planning. Senate Bill 429, an act relating to instruction in cursive writing. Senate Bill 430, an act relating to terms and conditions issued by public utilities. Senate Bill 431, an act relating to licensure of speech pathologists and audiologists. Senate Bill 432, an act relating to earned discharge from probation. Senate Bill 433, an act relating to Lynx Incorporated Day. Senate Bill 434, an act relating to a driving while intoxicated diversion program. Senate Bill 435, an act relating to expungement. Senate Bill 436, an act relating to notarization requirements for certain mental health detentions. Senate Bill 437, an act relating to the appointment and duties of commissioners to attend an Article 5 convention. Senate Bill 438, an act relating to parole eligibility. Senate Bill 439, an act relating to probation and parole for certain offenders. Senate Bill 440, an act relating to legal representation in certain court proceedings involving children. Senate Bill 441, an act relating to professional counselors. Senate Bill 442, an act relating to access for certain court records. Senate Bill 443, an act relating to the liability of employers for negligent hiring. Senate Bill 444, an act relating to voter registration. Senate Bill 445, an act relating to the classified occupations of cosmetology. Senate Bill 446, an act relating to state contracts. Senate Bill 447, an act relating to the compensation for jurors. Senate Bill 448, an act relating to liability for disclosure of biometric information. Senate Bill 449, an act relating to minimum prison terms. Senate Bill 450, an act relating to concealed firearms. Senate Bill 451, an act relating to drug offenses involving persons under 22 years of age. Senate Bill 452, an act relating to registration of motor vehicles. Senate Bill 453, an act relating to offenses involving the judiciary. Senate Bill 454, an act relating to the purchasing of liability insurance for tort claims made against public entities. Senate Bill 455, an act relating to tax credits for childcare. Senate Bill 456, an act relating to employer contribution rates for the public school retirement system of the City of St. Louis. Senate Bill 457, an act relating to a tax credit for certain property tax liabilities. Senate Bill 458, an act relating to income taxes. Senate Bill 459, an act relating to local regulations. Senate Bill 460, an act relating to public school background checks. Senate Bill 461, an act relating to tax credits for investments in certain Missouri businesses. Senate Bill 462, an act relating to a tax credit for qualified road infrastructure investments. Senate Bill 463, an act relating to firearms violence prevention with penalty provisions. Senate Bill 464, an act relating to the offense of endangering the welfare of a child with penalty provisions. Senate Bill 465, an act relating to repealing the death penalty with penalty provisions. Senate Bill 466, an act relating to agricultural tax credits. Senate Bill 467, an act relating to net metering. Senate Bill 468, an act relating to income tax refunds. Senate Bill 469, an act relating to telephone solicitations to businesses. Senate Bill 470, an act relating to absentee voting. Senate Bill 471, an act relating to organ transplant procedures. Senate Bill 472, an act relating to distributors of hypodermic needles with penalty provisions. Senate Bill 473, an act relating to reporting requirements of law enforcement agencies. Senate Bill 474, an act relating to public school retirement systems. Senate Bill 475, an act relating to tax credits. Senate Bill 476, an act relating to higher education. Senate Bill 477, an act relating to state funds for regional planning commissions. Senate Bill 478, an act relating to agreements for brokerage services. Senate Bill 479, an act relating to social workers. Senate Bill 480, an act relating to illegal aliens. Senate Bill 481, an act relating to binding agreements running with land. Senate Bill 482, an act relating to entertainment districts. Senate Bill 483, an act relating to providing explicit sexual material to a student. Senate Bill 484, an act relating to elections for tax increases. Senate Bill 485, an act relating to school board elections. Senate Bill 486, an act relating to public libraries. Senate Bill 487, an act relating to a competitive retail electricity market. Senate Bill 488, an act relating to funds used for real estate transactions. Senate Bill 489, an act relating to utility facility relocation. Senate Bill 490, an act relating to benevolent tax credits. Senate Bill 491, an act relating to action against certain utilities for violations. Senate Bill 492, an act relating to county sales taxes for the operations of hospital services. Senate Bill 493, an act relating to gender transition. Senate Bill 494, an act relating to taxation of motor fuel. Senate Bill 495, an act relating to reporting requirements of prosecuting attorneys. Senate Bill 496, an act relating to a sales tax exemption for certain hygiene products. Senate Bill 497, an act relating to child passenger restraint systems. Senate Bill 499, an act relating to health care provider participation in health insurance plans. Senate Bill 500, an act relating to the designation of infrastructure. Senate Bill 501, an act relating to the regulation of certain utility infrastructure. Senate Bill 502, an act relating to motor vehicle franchise practices. Senate Bill 503, an act relating to civil actions based on public expression. Senate Bill 504, an act relating to the designation of infrastructure. Senate Bill 505, an act relating to workers' compensation claims. Senate Bill 506, an act relating to continuing legal education requirements for lawyers. Senate Bill 507, an act relating to local government ordinances for rental property. Senate Bill 508, an act relating to a committee on school safety. Senate Bill 509, an act relating to the use of artificial intelligence in elections. Senate Bill 510, an act relating to a transient guest tax for tourism. Senate Bill 511, an act relating to federally mandated gas safety standards. Senate Bill 512, an act relating to payments for prescription drugs. Senate Bill 513, an act relating to self-storage. Senate Bill 514, an act relating to the Missouri Local Government Employees Retirement System. Senate Bill 515, an act relating to rebate coupons from manufacturers of intoxicating liquor. Senate Bill 516, an act relating to towing of commercial vehicles. Senate Bill 517, an act relating to driver's licenses. Senate Bill 518, an act relating to hemp-derived consumable products. Senate Bill 519, an act relating to emergency prescriptions dispensed by pharmacists. Senate Bill 520, an act relating to hospitals with emergency departments. Senate Bill 521, an act relating to public safety. Senate Bill 522, an act relating to the administration of certain controlled substances by certified registered nurse anesthetists. Senate Bill 523, an act relating to statewide mechanical contractor licenses. Senate Bill 524, an act relating to hospital designations. Senate Bill 525, an act relating to child protections required for certain children's homes. Senate Bill 526, an act relating to the provision of services to youth in the custody of the Department of Social Services. Senate Bill 527, an act relating to adult websites. Senate Bill 528, an act relating to federal work authorization programs. Senate Bill 529, an act relating to divestment of certain investments of public employee retirement systems. Senate Bill 530, an act relating to compensation of circuit clerks. Senate Bill 531, an act relating to the offense of murder in the first degree. Senate Bill 532, an act relating to minimum wage rates. Senate Bill 533, an act relating to driver's licenses. Senate Bill 534, an act relating to daylight savings time. Relating to daylight saving time. Senate Bill 535, an act relating to the deposit of funds received from the sale of surplus property. Senate Bill 536, an act relating to monies received from the sale of real property owned by the state of Missouri. Senate Bill 537, an act related to incentives for converting a business to produce certain chemicals, gases, metals, and minerals. Senate Bill 538, an act relating to the offense of stealing. Senate Bill 539, an act relating to payments for home blood pressure monitoring. Senate Bill 540, an act relating to automated traffic enforcement systems. Senate Bill 541, an act relating to animal abuse. Senate Bill 542, an act relating to the statewide assessment system. Senate Bill 543, an act relating to the sale and transfer of firearms with penalty provisions. Senate Bill 544, an act relating to firearms. Senate Bill 545, an act relating to the administration of certain controlled substances by certified registered nurse anesthetists. Senate Bill 546, an act relating to earnings tax. Senate Joint Resolution Number 1, a joint resolution relating to the Office of Assessor in Charter Counties. Senate Joint Resolution Number 2, a joint resolution relating to the Department of Transportation. Senate Joint Resolution Number 3, a joint resolution relating to judges. Senate Joint Resolution 4, joint resolution relating to the right to collectively bargain. Senate Joint Resolution 5, a joint resolution relating to reproductive health care. Senate Joint Resolution 6, a joint resolution relating to educational freedom. Senate Joint Resolution 7, a joint resolution relating to the taxation of real property. Senate Joint Resolution 8, a joint resolution relating to the protection of unborn life. Senate Joint Resolution 9, a joint resolution relating to reproductive health care. Senate Joint Resolution 10, a joint resolution relating to constitutional amendments. Senate Joint Resolution 11, a joint resolution relating to initiative petitions. Senate Joint Resolution 12, a joint resolution relating to the assessment of certain real property values. Senate Joint Resolution 13, a joint resolution relating to statutes of limitations. Senate Joint Resolution 14, a joint resolution relating to a property tax exemption for certain veterans. Senate Joint Resolution 15, a joint resolution relating to jury trial waivers. Senate Joint Resolution 16, a joint resolution relating to the General Assembly. Senate Joint Resolution 17, a joint resolution relating to abortion. Senate Joint Resolution 18, a joint resolution relating to certain sexual offenses involving children. Senate Joint Resolution 19, a joint resolution relating to the General Assembly. Senate Joint Resolution 20, a joint resolution relating to taxation. Senate Joint Resolution 21, a joint resolution relating to use of state revenues. Senate Joint Resolution 22, a joint resolution relating to sales tax. Senate Joint Resolution 23, a joint resolution relating to reproductive health care. Senate Joint Resolution 24, a joint resolution relating to taxation. Senate Joint Resolution 25, a joint resolution relating to reproductive health care. Senate Joint Resolution 26, a joint resolution relating to offenses involving federal law. Senate Joint Resolution 27, a joint resolution relating to reproductive health care. Senate Joint Resolution 28, a joint resolution relating to reproductive health care. Senate Joint Resolution 29, a joint resolution relating to reproductive health care. Senate Joint Resolution 30, a joint resolution relating to constitutional amendments. Senate Joint Resolution 31, a joint resolution relating to taxation. Senate Joint Resolution 32, a joint resolution relating to taxation. Senate Joint Resolution 33, a joint resolution relating to reproductive health care. Senate Joint Resolution 34, a joint resolution relating to property tax assessments. Senate Joint Resolution 35, a joint resolution relating to the Office of Assessor of Charter Counties. Senate Joint Resolution 36, a joint resolution relating to firearms. Senate Joint Resolution 37, a joint resolution relating to the right to refuse any medical procedure or treatment. Senate Joint Resolution 38, a joint resolution relating to the powers of the legislature. Senate Joint Resolution 39, a joint resolution relating to term limits for members of the General Assembly. Senate Joint Resolution 40, a joint resolution relating to sheriffs. Senate Joint Resolution 41, a joint resolution relating to the protection of unborn life. Senate Joint Resolution 42, a joint resolution relating to taxation. Senate Joint Resolution 43, joint resolution relating to Mo Health Net. Senate Joint Resolution 44, joint resolution relating to voter registration. Senate Joint Resolution 45, a joint resolution relating to limitations placed on state spending. Senate Joint Resolution 46, a joint resolution relating to a property tax exemption for disabled veterans. Senate Joint Resolution 47, a joint resolution relating to constitutional amendments. Senate Joint Resolution 48, a joint resolution relating to taxation. Senate Joint Resolution 49, a joint resolution relating to firearms. Senate Joint Resolution 50, a joint resolution relating to property tax assessments.
Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire of the Secretary if there are messages from the House? And if so, I ask they be read.
There are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, please read the messages.
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Resolution 3, in which the concurrence of the Senate. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Resolution 4. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Concurrent Resolution 1. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Concurrent Resolution 2, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested, respectfully submitted. Joe Engler, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
Senator from Platt has moved the Senate stand adjourned under the rules. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned under the rules.